Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 128, an open letter to Amateur Nation. Fans first, as always, shout out to Maya Queen on Instagram, who listens in Los Angeles, and Aramis Brianna in Akron, Ohio, who is new to the show, and says that she likes that I talk about the things people aren't supposed to talk about. Thank you for your support. And speaking of support, and speaking of Instagram, a special stay positive message to RayK333. You got people who still care, you know. These last 16 months have been trying, to say the least. Even the strongest-minded of us get down, frustrated, discouraged, and depressed when we see the amateur behavior, the idiocy, the lack of common sense and logic, the lack of accountability, the destruction of basic civility, law and order, and family values, while seeing an upsurge in entitlement, laziness, racism, hate, and violence. Add to that things in your everyday life that you had to deal with anyway. Before all this crap, before the pandemic, before the shutdown hoaxes, things like illness, injury, joblessness, relationship stress, loneliness, boredom. Since I began writing Amateur Nation, since I undertook beginning writing Amateur Nation, I knew where the weak link was in this country. It's amateurs, plain and simple. A past episode was entitled, "It's Not You, It's Them." This podcast, in addition to entertaining, serves as a weekly reminder of just that. It's not you, it's them. Even the strongest pros need to be reminded of that fact. The more Amateur Nation acts up, spouts off, throws a temper tantrum, reacts strictly on feelings without any facts or common sense to back up their actions or their feelings, their policies or words, the more I, you, we, all of us pros are reminded of that fact. It's not you. It's them. Tell someone about this show, won't you? We pros need strength in numbers, now more than ever. You can never have too much support. And if you know an amateur that just might have some hope of getting on the winning team, tell them about this show, too. You ready?
I'm ready to go pro.
Topic number one.
This is an open letter to Amateur Nation. Dear amateurs, you believed the election was legit, and every day there is more and more evidence proving that it wasn't. You believed that the COVID death rate numbers were accurate. Where is the massive run on our nation's cemeteries? You believed the CDC and the World Health Organization. Now we know, every day, they're flip-flopping, have no concrete, consistent science-based evidence about things like mask effectiveness, vaccines, vaccine effectiveness, vaccine safety, or even things like social distancing. We do know that they have been corrupted by big tech and big pharma. We do know they are the largest advertisers on the planet for media. We do know their earnings have skyrocketed since the pandemic. They have been corrupted by big tech and big pharma while being backed by China, we know this, and hypocritical know-nothings like Dr. Keebler L. Fauci. We know this now. Well, pros have always known this. You and Amateur Nation either knew it, know it, or pretend to not hear it, which takes you from ignorant to stubborn and stupid. You and Amateur Nation believed that masks worked. We know they don't. Yet you still wear them. Killing your body's natural immune system, hiding your shame, hiding your hate, disguising your humanity and your selflessness while exposing your hate, your ignorance, and your stupidity. And most disturbingly, your blind faith. You fail, rather refuse, to see and question the lack of logic in things like plexiglass dividers, standing 6 feet away from someone, fist bumping instead of handshaking, wearing a mask to your table, but being able to take it off once you're seated, and having Walmart and Target stay open during shutdowns, but small businesses get closed. You wear your masks alone, in your cars, alone while outside, and yes, even in swimming pools, underwater. These aren't isolated incidences. It's rampant in Amateur Nation. You and Amateur Nation still believe that the vaccine is necessary when we now know that you can still get COVID even after two shots. Now you believe that the Delta variant is coming to kill you. After 16 months, after all the lies and false information spoon-fed to you by the mainstream media, after we know that China intentionally released this virus on purpose, another fact that Amateur Nation simply ignores and refuses to speak about, and that Dr. Fauci knew it and was complicit in it, making him a massive hypocrite, liar, and murderer in the highest degree. Anything short of being on trial for crimes against humanity is a miscarriage of justice. As a person by the name of Chandler C. Hennigan said on Twitter, so let me get this straight. COVID-19 barely mutated for a whole year, but once the vaccines were rolled out, suddenly a whole Greek alphabet of new variants appeared. But the unvaccinated people are to blame. And yet, you and Amateur Nation still believe anything CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, or especially for some reason Hollywood tells you. Because you're so stubborn that you don't want to admit that you were either wrong or simply tricked and lied to. You're choosing anger towards the pros who told you so, but not anger towards those who took your life, your income, your health, your time from you for 16 months and counting. When it comes to vaccines, you do know, Amateur Nation, that everyone has a different biological makeup, right? You do know this is an untested, unproven vaccine, right? You do know that people react differently to medication, right? My mother literally collapsed from the flu shot in her past. And now she has more underlying health issues. She's allergic to things like sulfa in medicine. She had one doctor over-medicate her to the point where she now has periods of gout and high blood pressure, things that were never there until she had medical treatment. So why would she put this, I won't even call it a vaccine, this untested experiment into her body? Why would anyone, when you have a 99.8 chance you would survive without it? Do you still think that if you get breathed on, you're going to drop dead? Wake up! If you want to go get it, go nuts, but my body is entirely different than yours. Different height, weight, sex, age, blood type, underlying health issues, heart rate, blood pressure, vision, hearing, and nervous system. Hey, here, have some bread. Oh, you can't have gluten? Have it anyway, because it makes me feel better. Okay, fine, you can't come to work unless you eat this piece of bread. Oh, that's not medicine, so it doesn't count? That's not a good analogy? Sure it does. Because that very medicine just might do me short-term and or long-term physical harm, not to mention death, despite the fact that the thing we're worried about has a 99.8 survival rate. This needs to end now. And you know it, Amateur Nation. You believe that Trump is racist when so much evidence has proven otherwise, but you got President Coloring Book telling Black America, if you don't vote Democrat, you ain't black. The world knows for a fact his crack-addicted, morally and financially corrupt and incompetent son uses the N-word in emails repeatedly. Amateur Nation, your president is embarrassing to the United States and the world. You might have been embarrassed by Trump. We pros were not. That's the difference. We were behind our guy. There's no way, if you think you're an intelligent person, you can be behind your guy. Because President Coloring Book is embarrassing. He's weak. He's stupid. He's dishonest. He's corrupt. He's lazy. He's feeble. He's inappropriate. And he's a commie. He's just so out of it, he doesn't even know it now. A question for Amateur Nation. Do you really believe that the country is better off in the 6 months President Coloring Book has been in office? Don't just have a knee-jerk, well, yeah, anything's better than Trump. No, no, no. That statement alone says that you are an ill-informed, irresponsible voter. Pros ask you to name one good thing that President Coloring Book has done. He caused the border crisis and blamed the former administration. He caused the upsurge in violence by defunding police and had the balls to blame the former administration. He's been repeatedly shown sniffing little kids, left and right. He's talking to the public in a creepy whisper. He refuses to answer questions, legitimate questions from the press. Do you really believe that he's a good president or a good person? Of course you do, because you believed everything else for the last 16 months. For those amateurs who are listening for the first time, you know what? If you don't send me $10,000 immediately, you're going to die today from listening to this podcast. Unless you're wearing a mask, of course. But I will sell you a vaccine to protect you. Now, it's unproven and untested, and you can't sue me if you die. Sound familiar? You believed everything else, so send me a check. There was a time when I thought there were differences in opinions among people, among groups, among voters. Now I realize people who are that stubborn, who, when they have been lied to, cheated, tricked, and manipulated repeatedly, aren't just stubborn, they're not just naive, they are stupid, and in many cases full of searing hate, unjustified hate, and in many cases, new hate. Hate and anger that didn't exist until the pandemic, until they were told to have this type of hate. Combined with a false sense of entitlement disguised as caring and being inclusive and open-minded, but literally embodying the opposite of being liberal-minded. How many of you in Pro Nation have friends that when you look back at old photos on social media or you find photos or videos on your computer or phone from even just 2 years ago, you thought, man, they seemed so normal back then, so level-headed, educated, intelligent. What happened? Amateur Nation happened. The desire to be trendy, accepted, virtuous, being noisy just to be with the noisy, rioting with the rioters, looking the other way when rioting happened, justifying destroying a nation, upending the Constitution, slandering all those who serve in the military and police, and rewriting history and education just because one lifelong criminal was unjustly killed by a bad cop. And the way to get all that virtue signaling approval, that social justice pandering, that activist love is with clicks, likes, followers, and subscribers. And for dessert, cowardly attacking anyone who won't drink the Kool-Aid with them on social media. It doesn't make all of you in Amateur Nation bad people, but it sure makes a lot of you bad. When you start shitting on things as basic as free speech, the flag, and the national anthem, it's time for you to go. You literally are in the wrong country, amateurs. When you think you have the right to force an untested, unproven medicine into my body that has an entirely different biological makeup than your body, you are in the wrong country. Maybe you're not a bad person, but you are in the wrong country. We, pros, don't need to change. You need to go. Pro-America likes freedom of speech, religion, and freedom of oppression, the right to bear arms, the right to protect ourselves from criminals who don't care about the rules. Do your homework, amateurs. Not one person murdered this last year during all the riots was done by a member of the NRA. But you believe guns are bad. An inanimate object is bad. Knives can kill. Baseball bats. You do realize you could kill someone with your cell phone, right? Or your fists. Criminals buy guns to attack the weak and the unarmed and the law-abiding. Pro-American citizens buy guns to protect themselves from the criminals. But keep telling yourself that anyone that buys a gun can't wait to just kill someone. That it's a gun issue. The same way that homelessness, in most cases, is a mental health and drug issue, not a poverty issue. Amateur Nation, you do realize that just because one person makes a lot of money, it doesn't keep you from making money, right? Instead of everyone getting a small limited amount, why not everyone work hard enough to earn a big amount? Why do I have to go without so you can have just enough to get by? Just enough to make you happy. Why do I have to limit my career, income, and life potential so you can have just enough? You do realize capitalism is what makes it possible for you left amateur liberals to be on your China-made expensive iPhone so you can tweet. So you can have a computer to go online and spew your hatred and vilify a president who, for the first time, acted like a businessman and did not take a paycheck and made the country prosper even during a phony plandemic. Because you don't like his hair. Because he was on The Apprentice. Because he's been married more than once and has a hot wife. Because he was in a WWE match and has done a few cameos in movies. Oh, because he said something racist? Yeah, that was taken out of context from your propaganda China-run media and China-run Hollywood. It comes down to this. You and Amateur Nation simply don't have the balls, the metal, the resolve, the grit, the stones, and the strength that it takes to live freely, where, yeah, you're going to be judged. In life, you will be judged. And yes, sometimes on your looks. It's shitty, but it happens. Sometimes you'll be judged on how you act, sometimes for what you say, but always on your character. You and Amateur Nation choose to believe that Black Lives Matter is not a terrorist Marxist organization. You choose to look the other way when you know the Black Lives Matter leaders have been found guilty of embezzlement and misappropriation of funds. You choose to look the other way when you can't say one positive thing Black Lives Matter has done for black people. No improvement in education, job placement, health and sex ed, fighting crime or neighborhood cleanup. Nothing. Not one scholarship given. You choose to look the other way when an Olympian or professional athlete shits on the very country that put them there. If you think that's okay, then all free speech is okay, right? But the leader of the free world can't tweet something that might hurt your sensitive, safe space-needing crybaby ears. Oh, you don't believe in free speech? Lots of other countries for you to live in, amateur. We pros like it that way. If there are four things I learned about Americans, rather, I should say amateur Americans, amateur nation, in the last 16 months, is this. You're weak in every sense of the word. Physically, mentally, emotionally, morally, and spiritually. You're stupid. You're full of hate. And you're gullible, easily influenced and manipulated.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, my pillow king, Mike Lindell, like a true American rising to the occasion, converted his pillow, towel, and sheet-making factory to the manufacturing of masks for the COVID crisis that was created purposely by China. And yes, I'll keep hammering that as often as I can for the importance that it is. These were masks made by his company for all Americans, regardless of job, race, age, sex, political or religious beliefs, and/or sexuality. The very masks that might have saved some lives of those in Amateur Nation. If you believe in the effectiveness of masks, that is. He did the equivalent of what the auto manufacturers did in World War II when they converted their factories for making munitions. He pitched in, big time, for everyone. And Amateur Nation canceled him because who he voted for and supports politically. And if you said, good, again, you're in the wrong country. In America, you don't lose your livelihood because of your political beliefs any more than you would lose your livelihood due to your religious beliefs or sexual preferences. If you got fired from your job due to who you voted for, you could sue and you'd win, and you should win regardless of your vote. And let's not forget how Mike Lindell was a crack addict and dug himself out of poverty and made something of his life, you know, because of that white privilege he had. And if you're going to be an amateur and say, I'd rather get the coronavirus than use a mask made by a Republican, you have exposed yourself and proven yourself to be the hate-filled amateur. You're less of a human, truly. Mike Lindell's generosity patriotism, and humanitarianism should be rewarded, and his effort and work was a moment that could have united all of America. Instead, Amateur Nation let itself get played by the media and divided it. Shame on you, amateurs. You're a disgrace. Instagram at LouSantini3. And you can subscribe to my YouTube page to see podcast episode previews. Back in 60 seconds. There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition.
Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur. Amateur habitats and history. Social media plus me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Topic number 3.
This just in, Michaela Kennedy Cuomo, daughter of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, reveals that she is demisexual. For those of you who don't know nor care what demisexual means, it means you're only attracted to Demi Moore. Fun fact, Demi Moore and Courtney Cox, thanks to plastic surgery, are now the same person. You've never seen them together, have you? Anyway, WebMD defines demisexual as being halfway between sexual and asexual and usually includes individuals who very rarely experience sexual attraction. They experience it only under specific circumstances. So let me get this straight. Demisexual is for people who are sometimes having sex and sometimes not and are attracted to specific people sometimes and other times not. Oh, you mean people. What, I'm oversimplifying? Then explain why this branch of sexuality needs special mention, special attention. What a colossal pain in the ass these amateurs are to be around. Such high maintenance, such constant preening and fawning needed to be in the same room with these moody, fragile attention magnets. The important thing is, well, two things are, one, she got her precious attention. She's the governor's daughter. She announced it, held a press conference. And two, it distracted the press from her father, who is single-handedly responsible for the deaths of over 10,000 elderly Americans in nursing homes. What happened to privacy? What happened to it's my business or it's none of your business? In Amateur Nation, my medicine intake is their business now. And their sexuality is my business. In fact, it's everyone's business. Why is it so important for Amateur Nation to announce who or what type of person they're attracted to? I'm serious. This is not a rhetorical question. I'm genuinely asking, why is it important for Amateur Nation to announce who or what type of person they're attracted to? What is the end game? What changes when you reveal? Reveal. I always love that they're going to reveal their sexuality. It's like, ta-da, some magician, they're going to pull back a cape or something, and there it is. What changes when you reveal who you have sex with or like to have sex with or the circumstances that must exist to be privileged enough to be the porky or porker in their fragile scenarios? Are you now special when you reveal your sexuality? Do you get preferred parking? Is there a discount at amusement parks? Do you get lower interest rates on loans? Whomever you're attracted to, that person on the receiving end will figure it out when you flirt with them or come on to them, or if you're dating them or having sex with them. And if they rebuff your advances, then you'll know that their sexual preferences are not like yours. It's called trial and error. Oh, it's about creating awareness and acceptance and inclusion. Nice buzzwords, amateurs. Always got those buzzwords going, but you're missing the bigger question. Why is it important for everyone to be included in your private sex life? Oh, to stop the hate. Hate spelled with an H and the number 8. That's clever. The only reason there's hate, as you call it, we pros call it, we don't give a shit, just leave us out of it, is because you're annoying the country with your desperate cry for attention and or dick and or pussy. I know that was harsh, and that's why I click the little box each episode that says explicit content. I'll tell you exactly what all this revealing sexual identity is from the 30 truths about amateurs from my book. Number one, amateurs seek constant attention. Number three, amateurs want recognition and praise for doing anything and everything. Number 12, amateurs are special. Number 19, amateurs practice autolatry daily. It's a real word, autolatry, the worship of one's self. Number 20, amateurs hate privacy. Number 22, amateurs need constant support, reassurance, and praise. Number 27, amateurs are bored. And number 28, amateurs are unfulfilled. If your identity is wrapped up in your sexuality, you need to work on yourself. Get a hobby, try a different career, or just shut up about it. You know, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I feel like after these first three topics, I need one. All right, let's do some off-topic fun. Here we go. Would you stay in a room with other people where you did not feel comfortable? And what if that room was really dirty? Or it smelled bad? Maybe that room has a few shady characters that make you feel unsafe. Would you stay in that room? Would you stay in an apartment building that had bad management and didn't repair things that broke often? Would you stay in a house that fell apart and when you try to call a repairman, they just made things worse? Would you stay in a neighborhood with lousy neighbors and was unsafe and was dirty? How about a city? How about a state? I left the state that treated me like crap towards the end. I left California because of, in no particular order, crime, pollution, blatant political corruption and hypocrisy on the city and state levels, rampant homelessness and the filth, the smell and crime that went with it. And also because the industry I was in, the entertainment industry, was completely shut down and what was on life support was rife with censoring, bullying, hate-filled, morally bankrupt, emotional, entitled, self-righteous, virtue-signaling scumbags. Certainly not all, but many. Certainly not my closest friends, otherwise they wouldn't have had been my friends. But enough existed for me to leave. And now that I have left California after living there for 24 years, my eyes have been opened to the Hollywood elite and their corrupt, pedophilic, racist, hate-filled, uber-entitled, ultra-hypocritical, crybaby, anti-American, fragile ways. But I still love America. And my level of patriotism, as much as it jumped after 9/11, has been taken to a new level because this time the attack is within and amongst us at the highest levels of government and corporate America. One might argue 9/11 was an attack on physical buildings, physical America, and yes, of course, an attack on capitalism via Wall Street and Americans, and most importantly, American lives. Remember how our differences didn't matter as much after that? Whereas this era, from pandemic to election fraud and the reign of stupidity by President Coloring Book, is an attack on the American way of life. So while I often have said to Amateur Nation on this episode and episodes past, if you hate America so much, no one's stopping you from leaving. I left a part of America where I wasn't being treated right, and the quality of life wasn't what I signed up for, and certainly not worth what I was paying for. So I just went to a different part of it where it wasn't completely destroyed. So if you just think the whole United States is, as John Cusack said, fucking awful, or you think the whole system needs to be revamped because you have such a better idea than democracy and capitalism, you can leave. We are not adjusting to you. You got it? There are plenty of things that are done right in this world. They're called pro things. Here are three. Number one. Ever lose your phone or wallet? And when it comes to your phone, I don't mean misplaced it around the house, because when it comes to my phone, that's daily. You'd think something that is practically glued to my body wouldn't get lost, but I always set it down somewhere and spend time retracing steps trying to track down the phone. But losing your wallet, or your ID, or your credit or debit cards is especially stressful because those are usually lost in public somewhere. Listen to this story, even though it's from low-grade toilet paper USA Today. Here's the article. It all started with a social media post asking, "Who's Colleen Distin?" Tom Stevens was working last week on a remodel inside the historic Majestic Ventura Theater. Another employee was changing a light bulb on a chandelier when the fixture dropped a couple of inches and became trapped on a wire. Stevens went upstairs to the balcony to find the electrical box that controlled the chandelier. He climbed down into a crawl space littered with old candy bar wrappers, ticket stubs, soda cans, and bottles, and to his surprise, a wallet. Stevens said, "I would have never imagined." He figured someone who probably worked there for the theater had hidden the wallet there. He said they had to have gone down in that hole, most likely. The wallet had no cash, Stevens said, but contained clues to its age and owner. Things like old photos, a ticket stub to a Grateful Dead concert, and a California driver's license with the name Colleen Distin. Stevens' boss, Loanne Wallert, that's her last name, kind of ironic, right? Suggested he post the find on the theater's Facebook page. The post started, "Does anyone know Colleen Distin? While doing some maintenance, we have found her wallet. To give you an idea how long ago it was lost, there is a concert ticket from 1973 and a driver's license that expired in 1976. There are a bunch of pictures of people, and they are super cool from that era also. Someone may want them, so if you are, or if you know Colleen, drop us a line, and we will have it here for you." The post drew no shortage of attention. We're at almost 1,000 shares, a ridiculous amount of comments, and then it went to all these other sites, Wallert said Monday. "I think it's cool that people care and are interested." Word got back to Colleen Distin, who grew up in Ventura and remains a resident. She said she heard from a lot of people online and received a call about the post. She said, "It says a lot about our society that people are looking for a human story and something to feel good about." Distin said she was initially reluctant to reveal herself to the public, but the positive response was too much for her to ignore. "Reading all those comments, I was like, okay, I think I have to. I'm feeling this energy with people. I'm kind of pouring my soul out here." She responded online the night of May 25th, a couple of hours after the posting. "It's me," Distin wrote. She recalled how she had tried to recover her wallet 46 years ago. She said, "I remember calling the next day when I realized it was gone. They said no one found it, but to call back, which I did. I had a little bit of money in it, but I needed it at the time. I had no idea what photos are in there or which concert tickets, since I did go to many back then. Such a blast from the past, and a good one, I must say." Distin said she was grateful for the online response and for Stevens and Wallert's efforts to find her. "There are good people out there," Distin said. "Money was stolen out of my wallet, but there are pictures I haven't seen," she said. "People need to see the gratitude. I think there's so much other negative stuff that I think this is what touched people." Distin went to the theater to reunite with her red wallet, now brownish, with age. Distin said she lost the wallet in 1975. She was in her early 20s on a movie date and remembers placing her purse on the theater floor. She later discovered her purse had a hole large enough to lose her wallet that had a $200 check and family photos inside. Distin said, "It's very emotional," who had tears in her eyes after getting her wallet back. "It kind of caught me off guard. I was excited, but then all of a sudden you start seeing things and you go back in your past. It's like a time capsule." The moral of the story is, if you find a wallet, take the cash, but return the rest. No, I'm kidding. I've been on both ends of this situation, and I always simply think, man, if you know, when I find a wallet, I think, if this was my wallet, I would want someone to return it. It's nice to see there are pros out there that still do the right thing. Number two. You know, I haven't had a metal pick in a long time, and this one deserves notice. Overkill by legendary band Motorhead. Admittedly, I got on the Motorhead bandwagon a little late in life, but this song in particular is special because many metal fans believe, it was the first metal song to introduce the double bass sound in drumming. In the documentary The Guts and the Glory, drummer Phil Filthy Animal Taylor said, "I always wanted to play two bass drums, but I always said to myself, nah, I'm not going to be one of these wankers who goes on stage and has two bass drums and never even plays them. Not until I can play them." So I got this other bass drum, and I used to get to rehearsals a couple of hours before the other guys in practice, just to sit there kicking with both feet like I was running. I was actually playing that riff, trying to get my coordination right, when Eddie and Lemmy walked in, and I was just about to stop, and they went, "No, don't stop, keep going." And that was how Overkill got written. And that was 1979. As is often in life, sometimes it pays to be the best, other times it just pays to be the first. The idea that this song is about 42 years old is mind-blowing. It's relentless, with a couple false endings, and it still has that signature Motorhead sound. It's a great driving song, Overkill by Motorhead. Number 3. By now, if you're a regular listener, you know I'm a whiskey man, but I do enjoy a crisp beer on a hot day or with Mexican food or with sushi. Recently, I was with friends and I tried a beer called Rheingeist Wowie, brewed and canned, and yes, I prefer beer in a can, I don't know why. Brewed and canned in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a great summer beer, and on the can it reads, ale with pineapple and passion fruit. And I was hesitant about that, but it is very subtle. Very well balanced. I went through my heavy Guinness, Bass Ale, Smittix phase, but I like a beer that doesn't make me feel full and sleepy. This is a 5% alcohol beer, so it's light without feeling like a watery, light beer. Try it. It's called Rheingeist Wowie. R-H-I-N-E-G-E-I-S-T. Wowie. W-O-W-I-E. Rheingeist Wowie. Good beer. So, if you want to hear and see what's coming for each episode, follow me on Instagram at LouSantini3 for the 60-second audiograms I post throughout the week, or go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/LouSantiniEntertainment, where I post a 60-second video preview every Thursday at 7 a.m. And as always, if you have a topic, or if you read or saw something, or something happened to you that was amateur-related, or if you have a comment, criticism, or you're an advertiser who wants to reach people who have common sense, email me, lou@lousantini.com, because Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
Bye, Lou. Gonna miss you.